AI is trained with the data, and data is from all of us. So it's very hard to prevent the AI stealing the data. AI can be the experiment's playground to exemplify the benefits of the tokenomics. So it's going to call for a new creator economy.
What's up, Crypto Farm? Welcome to Cointelegraph's Hashing It Out. I'm your host, Elisha, and you can find me on Twitter at @thcryptoguy. On this show, we will talk about crypto and everything Web3 with upcoming talent and leaders in the space. We will be taking you on a ride around the crypto block, answering questions and highlighting the next big innovations in the space. Before we dive in, remember to follow us on whatever platform you're tuning in from so you don't miss another episode. And if you want more crypto news as it happens, check out cointelegraph.com. It's time to hash it out. Hello, everyone. It's already December 2023. 2024 is a couple of days away. It's been an amazing journey with everyone who listens to Hashing It Out week in, week out. Thank you so much for making this show what it is and what it has become. I'm really excited to be zooming into 2024 in the next couple of episodes. So our episodes in December 2023 and at the beginning of 2024 would be all about crypto narratives and the narratives for 2024 and what that means for people who are interested in cryptocurrency. I want my listeners to be ready for whatever it is that is going to happen in 2024, be it whether we are going to the moon or if we are not going to the moon. And if we are going to the moon, some of these narratives are going to be very important in understanding what people are going to be betting on and what people are going to be investing in. And today, we're talking about the narrative Web3 and AI, or the narrative crypto and AI. Joining me is Ethan Sun, who is the co-founder and CEO of MyShell. And that's an open ecosystem for AI native apps. And that particular platform is combining Web3 and AI to build some interesting stuff that we are going to be talking about later on in the show. Hello, Ethan, and welcome.
Yeah, hello, Elisha. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, it's very great honor to be here. And we could talk more on the AI and Web3 part for the 2024.
Amazing. I asked this question. It's a very boring question I ask everyone, but I want my listeners to know who we are listening to. So who are you? And I'd like for you to tie that into how you got into Web3 and how you got into artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Ethan, and I'm the co-founder of MyShell. I was previously studied mathematics at Oxford for the undergrad. And during college, most of my time just spent on researching AI and also VR domain. And quickly, I realized that what I want to do is to turn the most frontier technologies into some of the products that I'm going to use and my friends going to use every day. So just started my entrepreneur tracks from the college and started a few companies specialized on robotics, artificial intelligence, and also the VR. And now it's the MyShell, the company that we are building for.
Interesting. So let's start with, what's the state of artificial intelligence in 2023? We've seen things like ChatGPT by OpenAI become very popular. Everyone is so excited about the idea of AIs that assist human beings and make work easier. I've seen a couple of memes on social media that say, if you're not paying for ChatGPT, someone else is outworking you. Basically, there's a lot of romanticization of AI applications, and this is stemming from the popularity of these apps and the utility that people get from using these apps. So what's the state of artificial intelligence in 2023?
Yeah, I think 2023 is just so crazy years. I think a lot of things happening in the AI domains. I think the first biggest thing is the large language model, because it's actually turned the computer or the AI to be a consumer-facing interface that everyone can talk with the AI and to customize the AI for their personal needs, either to let it to play a certain roles, or it's, you can turn it into your best helper in terms of life or your work efficiencies. I think that's the most important change. And the second is that we saw the AI could talk like a person, and also the Stable Diffusion can draw better than human beings. I think all the building blocks already experienced a bloom in 2023. I think that's something very exciting happening this year.
Sounds interesting. So let's look at the state of Web3. What is the state of Web3 in 2023 from where you sit?
I think a lot of things happening this year. One of the most important things from a builder's perspective is that I saw a lot of infrastructures like the abstractions and MPC wallets. It's really going to lower the barrier for Web2 users to use the Web3 products. That's something going to be very important for the mass adoption of Web2 users for the next bull. And one more thing that's happening in the domain is actually related to AI, because AI is so hot this year. And I saw a lot of companies start to build the decentralized compute to enable a more open decentralized accessibility for AI models and for the computational resources. I think it's going to be a very exciting starting point this year for the Web3's progress.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things that came up this year when it comes to AI and Web3 is the idea that AI was taking attention off from Web3. And a lot of venture capitalists were moving away from investing in Web3 companies because they thought AI was the next big thing. Do you think that both industries are likely to suffer from the growth of the other? Is it a zero-sum game when it comes to AI and Web3?
Yeah, I think they're totally not going to be a zero-sum games. I think both AI and Web3 are going to benefit a lot from each other. From an AI's perspective, I think the user-generated content is going to be a huge thing in the AI domain, because the different kind of AI technologies really transformed normal individuals into super creators. That's a guy without any coding experiences, they can build very interesting applications with the power of AI. So it's going to call for a new creator economy to make them rewarded and incentivized for their hard work. I think Web3 definitely going to help a lot on the creator economy side. And also on a stand of view of Web3, I think it really needs a lot of actual usage and demonstration of how Web3's tokenomics could benefit in general. I think AI can be the experiment playground to exemplify the benefits of the technology and also tokenomics that can empower a product to be much better with the Web3 insight. Yeah, I think AI is going to be the usage, and the intersection of the AI and Web3 going to really showcase the power of the blockchain and Web3 part to the general audience and to attract more people to come into the Web3 industry.
Okay, so from your perspective, you don't think it's a zero-sum game. You think both sectors can come together and work. So that leads me to the next question. The idea of AI and Web3 being meshed together is something that has existed for a pretty long time. The question then is, what is the right way, or what are the right ways to bring both sectors together? How do you see companies, products combining AI and Web3? And I'd love for you to talk about various applications of Web3 and AI that you've seen that you think look great and may be very important for the adoption of both sectors in the long run.
Yeah, I think the intersection between AI and Web3 fall in actually three kind of category. The first category is the compute power part. Because as the AI is getting more and more powerful, it's consuming more and more computational resources. So I think with the decentralized compute, the emerging trends, we definitely saw the possibility to run the models in decentralized computational resource that each individual or participants of the network that they contributed. This is going to be very interesting. And the next one is the decentralized computational protocol that can actually verify a model is run correctly and to be verified inside EVM or off-chain. So this is going to open the possibility of run the model inference decentralized, but we could do the verification on-chain. This is also very important to do the decentralized model hosting. And the last one is the intersection of the new creator economy that's powered by AI and Web3. And that's exactly what we do at MyShell, because we want to take the advantage of Web3 to incentivize the creators to build better AI-powered content. And then this can serve the users' needs, so we can attract more users from either Web2 or Web3. And also, I think we're going to also take advantage of the decentralized compute to make the AI more safer and more open.
Okay, so let's come to MyShell and what you're building at MyShell. What is MyShell And how is it combining AI and Web3?
So at MyShell, we are building an open ecosystem for AI apps. And to be more concrete, we provide creators an integrated development kit to leverage also sort of AI models, including large language models, voice call models, and image generation, and many more. So all the models are either built by MyShell's team or it's going to come from the open source community. So from a developer or creator's perspective, it's just going to be all-in-one or one-stop development toolkit. So he can build anything he wants on top of the AI capabilities and all others. And for the user's perspective, it's more like a app store for AI content. They can browse all different kind of category of contents, including the AI companion or the language learning or even some AI friends to help you to find the bugs in the code. And also, I think they're also going to be very useful content for the podcaster. That's on MyShell, you can even find the content that's to allow you to create a podcast with only the TypeScript. So with the power of the voice call and text-to-speech, you can just use your audio clips from previous podcasts and just type the text, and it's going to speak in your own voices. So many more things is happening on MyShell platform for the creators and also for the users.
Okay, so as someone developing in AI and crypto or Web3, what has the reception been so far from users who are using your platform? And for you as a developer, what does that mean to you? Because you're building a platform that is the gateway to Web3 and to AI all at once.
Actually, the way we build the AI plus Web3 ecosystem is that we want to be the hub for the open source community, for the creators and for the user, and also for the potential AI content investor from the Web3 space. So I just mentioned that we provide the best toolkits for creators to build the AI-powered content. And also our tokenomics and incentive system, not only rewarding the app builder or app creator, it's also rewarding all the ingredients, AI models and APIs that the creators is used for building his own apps. And everything has happened on the tokenomics and powered by Web3. I think that's the only way to make it work. And also, we find that very interesting that creators is actually like a traditional entrepreneurs and using MyShell to build his own product and try to make a living. So in this way, Web3 users could find the early ideas and be early supporters for these creators so they can invest in them in an early stage. And later, if the product is getting more attractions and the popularities, all the investors are going to share a revenue of the apps. So in this way, we want all the creators, users, investors, and open source community to work together to build the AI content in more decentralized and open ways.
Talking about decentralized way of building things, do you subscribe to the decentralized model of most Web3 applications moving from Web2 methods or ways of managing the affairs of the company and putting the decision making in the hands of the community? I know you have a token that is only available in app as we speak. Do you plan on ascribing some utility in terms of governance to the token down the line? And what is your thought process about just decentralized governance and how that could equally show why Web3 is such an important thing for AI companies?
I think the decentralized governance can be a very important factor on MyShell because, for example, we have the playground or the app store for AI content, and it's very important to decide which app or which developer receives the most traffic from our recommendation page. So the decision is very hard for our as a team to make. But I think with the governance or the collective intelligence from the community, we could give the decision making opportunities to our token holders that they could decide which apps in which time range should be placed on which position of our main site so they can get the maximum traffic to reward for their excellent ideas and hard work. I think that's one way. And another thing that I think decentralized governance is going to be help is that there are many assets that's actually built on our platform, including the AI apps and also AI models and all the data. it's very hard for us to correctly to do the pricing of each part. For example, how much should be cost for each apps that user should use on MyShell? I think that's also quite correlated to the benefits of all token holders. So we want to give the right back to them to decide the general cost to run a model and the general cost for the pricing of the different apps.
Okay, so let's talk about regulations. What is your overview of AI regulations across the world? We saw some countries get very scared when AI started gaining popularity this year. We had some countries banning the operation of OpenAI or ChatGPT in their country. Some of them cited things like privacy issues. So what is your opinion on the general regulatory outlook when it comes to AI globally?
Yeah, I think it's quite controversial when we're talking about the regulation of the AI, because the AI is trained with the data and the data is from all of us. So it's very hard to prevent the AI stealing the data and all the ideas from us. I think that's one of the reasons that some country banned the AI or the OpenAI products. And another thing is also very interesting, it's the opposite of regulation. Because the OpenAI actually banned usage by certain country to their service. So it's kind of unfair for some country not be able to access the most advanced AIs. I think it really needs the decentralization to make the access to the powerful AI much more fair and open ways. And I think the government's fear about the AI is imposing more and more regulation is because it's actually caring about the first is the data privacy, and the second is two types competition between the companies that they're going to build some AI that's out of control. I think what's the consideration of the regulation is to access the controllability of AI and its attitude towards human beings. And that's the alignment issue that the AI community or the industry is always talking about. I think alignment's hard, but still we need a lot of alignment to make sure the AI is controlled and is operated in a safe way to help human beings rather than to be much smarter than the human beings and renders human in an inferior positions.
Yeah, and I think how I think about this is if we have more AI applications that are decentralized, maybe people wouldn't fear AI so much. And the reason why I'm saying this is if more human beings, and more human beings here being in terms of numbers, have the ability to decide what happens to ChatGPT, for example, because maybe they distributed a token and everyone has a say, people would largely trust the consensus of a larger group of people who have different opinions and different agenda as compared to just a corporation, whether it's an open source one or not, deciding what the future of a project that everyone is using is, especially with all the fear-mongering that happens with AI. But let's then pivot back to Web3, because we are trying to look at the differences and the similarities. What are your thoughts on Web3 regulation globally? Because you've seen some interesting things happen. Binance and the billions of dollars they had to pay to the SEC and multiple suits by the SEC against like several cryptocurrency companies. Where do you think we are in terms of Web3 regulation?
I think that's an interesting question. I didn't thought too deep into. And I think here's some quick thoughts on it. I think crypto is born to be a open technologist to allow everyone to participate in a permissionless way. That's the original source on the blockchain or the Web3 whole industry. And as more and more people is joining the Web3 or the blockchain industry, a lot of things is happening. Like people are, of course, are building the good part, but a lot of people are still using the technologies to avoid regulation and to participate in some criminal activities. I think that's the reason most of the governments want crypto to be regulated. I think their original source is from a good stand of view. I think the recent things happening on Binance probably is a signal to be really, really successful and big company and operate globally. It has to pay a lot of attention to different regulation laws by each countries. I think US has a relatively strict law towards crypto regulations. So that's what's happening with Binance. But after the fine, I think Binance is doing more and more transparent and operates in a more compliance ways. I think that's a good signal for the whole industry, because we know that the operation of a crypto business is more and more accepted also by the government. And what we need to do is just the transparencies that's also born in nature with the crypto. I think it could be a good sign to make the crypto industry to be more adopted globally and to be regulated. I think that's the path to the mass adoption.
The reason why I was asking you about AI regulations and Web3 regulations separately is that I was going to get to a third question where I was going to ask, for a company or a project that is working on both AI and Web3, do you have a lot of regulatory problems to deal with? Or how do you just approach regulations? Because you have two parts of the project that are very hot subjects when it comes to regulations. So does it affect the way you are building in any way?
Yeah, of course. I think regulation is something always in our mind. I think for the AI's part, well, what we do is that we take users' data carefully. And also AI products have Web3 in mind. So what we're going to do with users' data is that we always going to give users the option to choose whether his data going to be used by anyone or not. If he chooses it, he don't want the data to be accessed by anyone, we won't do it at all, including to see his data, to training any models with his data. We won't do any sort of these things at all. If he wants to his data to be shared, we're going to reward him for his contribution of his data. That's the integral part of our whole tokenomics. So we're going to just leave the options to users to let him decide it. That's the way we deal with users' data and users' privacy. I think this is the correct way to consider the data privacy in terms of AI's age. And on the Web3 part, I think our token has not been unchained yet. And we are constantly iterating our tokenomics off-chain to make it more first useful, and then to make sure the design of token is legal in all terms of the security as consideration or other consideration. So I think even though both AI and the Web3 industry face some regulation issues, and we operate in both space, we take regulation seriously.
Okay, so as we zoom into 2024, what should we expect from projects like MyShell?
Yeah, I think 2024 is going to be very, very interesting years. We have seen so many progress be taken and happened this year in 2023, but I believe AI agents and the bloom of creator economy, creator building fantastic AI agents is something going to happen in 2024. In that time, I think the scope of creator leveraging AI to build going to expand to the traditional apps in everyone's mobile device. I think that's something possible for creators to build without any encoding. And also, it's powered by AI in nature, so all the apps going to be smarter. And that's going to generate very interesting conversation about, in this kind of creator economy, a lot of people are collaborating permissionlessly. I think Web3 or the blockchain going to really demonstrate its capability to incentive or to do the interest alignment between multi-party for a more sustainable collaboration and a sustainable incentivize. I think everyone going to see the power of Web3 or the blockchain technology, how it's going to help the AI's powered creator economy. And of course, for the openness, decentralization, and the democratizing AI, it's going to be also a very huge topic in 2024. Very excited to see what's going to happen and how MyShell could push this forward too.
Sounds interesting. My last question before you go, what should you expect when it comes to projects combining AI and Web3? What are we to expect in 2024 and how far is all of this going to go?
Yeah, I think in the domain for the intersection of AI and Web3, I think the first thing going to happen is the decentralized compute. Because the computational resources is so scarce in the AI industry, and everyone is having their own computers, and small data centers do not have enough customers to take the full bandwidth. I think the decentralized computation and the verification of inference going to really solve the problem of computational resource. And it's going to make the AI inference or the AI costs down many factors. This is also going to increase the adoption of all AI applications. That's going to be something I'm really looking into in 2024.
Sounds interesting. 2024 would probably be fun for AI and Web3 enthusiasts. Thank you so much for jumping on this podcast with me and hope to talk to you in the future.
Yes, thank you, Anisha. Thanks for the opportunity.
All good things must come to an end, and so does our show. You've been listening to Hashing It Out by Cointelegraph, where we talk about crypto and everything Web3. I'm your host, Anisha, at GH Crypto Guy on Twitter. And if you liked this episode, please make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Please do this, it will really help us out. I need to get out of my mom's basement. Don't get me fired. Subscribe wherever you're listening to us. Leave a review and have a great day. Thank you.